McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it all, boy.
I talked to, I got a text from Justin yesterday, and he was in an incident. That's a young man ran into the back of him.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, he'll tell us next week, but he said it was, I think it was a player for Bryant, and his dad. And so, but he got out and they go, but they apparently listen to the show and they know who Justin is.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, so.
That's how they know
him. Well, they might know him music too, they also listen to the show every day, so that'll be funny to find out next
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely, yeah.
661-1037 is the number. It's starting to fill up here at Little Rock Athletic Club. Everything gets underway, Roger, in 23 minutes. Best of the best, the most elite pickleball players in the state. No numbers, no ranking. Bottom line, this is the age group you're in. You're either the best
They're
or you're
crushing
not.
It now, Bass.
Yeah, they are.
These are players that are in here now,
yeah.
And they're crushing it.
Did you see what Samantha said that to me? She goes, P.S., I didn't get a chance to listen to me. She goes, I love the sound of those pickleballs being hit.
Who said that?
Samantha.
My Samantha?
Your Samantha, yes.
She's texting you?
Yes, she is.
Well, I haven't even got a
maybe,
good
maybe
morning.
She
I love you yet. What the hell is that?
Maybe she's talking business.
You know, I tell you,
I don't know.
You know what? Maybe she is, and what she needs, you need to get that roast on. No, I'm kidding. you know what? If I'm those people that hit Justin, was it his fault?
No, it was their fault.
So I asked them, hey, I want you to sign that bumper I hit. And you don't go get it fixed. You just get him to sign it.
Yeah,
suck it up.
That was, see, the interesting dynamic, too, Roger, of this is that they do have a married division.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's the most fun because you see a married couple. Yeah, yay. You know, you've been married 30, 40 years, but all of a sudden you're in competition. Come on, Roger.
I know Samantha and I was in that mode the other day, and, you know, we're playing newbies, and we're newbies and all that, and I'm thinking to myself, she's very good. Samantha has gotten very good.
Oh, good.
And she didn't, of course, we're slow in that sort of thing. We both are. But she has gotten very good.
That's good. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. She's good.
You know,
but I had to get on
there
and go, how could you miss that?
Oh, that's what she said.
No. And then I caught myself and went, I'm talking to myself.
Roger's got the camera on. We'll have this court one over here.
Yeah.
We'll have some activity soon. Again, they start playing at 7:30. We'll visit with Frank Lawrence of the Little Rock Athletic Club. Maybe we'll get our buddy Greg Hatcher, who's a big sponsor of this. Remind me, Roger, when we get through with Heather,
okay.
To talk about my speaking yesterday with a really good group of people.
Okay.
And then you got to mention last night at Mainline.
Sure.
But let's bring in Heather Baker and find out what's happening around the state, even though it's going to be 150 degrees.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Coming to us live from Texarkana, Arkansas, Roger. Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was just standing on the state line where you can stand on Texas and Arkansas in the same spot.
Yes, yeah, so Roger and I have done a commercial there for Oakland for doing that. Yeah, so for those that don't know, what are you doing out in Texarkana?
So every month in AY, I have a series called The Weekender, and I go into a community and I literally talk about where you stay, where you eat, where you play, just everything you can do in a community. You know, I don't know that there's even any better hospitality than Texarkana. These people down here are so nice. They're, just so incredibly hospitality and just over the top incredible happily that we're here.
Do you know Texarkana very well, Roger? Seems like you, for whatever reason, you told me. Did you sell down there?
Oh, very nice.
Texarkana.
Well, we lived down there. I used to work for a cigar store there on what's the name of that first street at Stateline?
Stateline.
There's another
State
one
line?
Right after Stateline. Yeah, but Stateline and then the other one.
Did you like it down there?
I liked it.
The city's got a lot bigger.
We lived in Queen City, which is 30 minutes southwest of that, but. It has grown tremendously with the flyovers and driveovers. All of that, the activity on both sides of it. But it was pretty cool to be right there on the border. I didn't realize that there's also another city in Arkansas. I think it's Junction City. Junction City, Arkansas, and Junction City, Louisiana, right there on the border.
Right beside each other.
Yeah, which is like Texarkana, Texas, and Arkansas.
Gotcha. Couple things. I do want to tell Heather. Heather and I, Roger, and you know a little of the backstory here, have talked to each other more this week probably than we've talked in the last year. We have talked a lot on business this week, and looking back on it, Heather, we'll have a good laugh out of what we've tried to work through this last week and a half. Mm-hmm. Love collaborating with you, and appreciate your support and fun working with you. Even when things don't go perfectly, Heather, you do it. You know, like I do, we got to figure out the best way we can do it and then let the chips fall where they may. So, anyway, I just get a chuckle out of it.
Sometimes you have to pivot, right?
That's right. Well, what is happening now? I know Michael Marion just sent me a message and said, at the arena tomorrow night, obviously one of the biggest concerts of the year, Ella Langley completely sold out. There was a waiting list of like 85,000 to get a ticket. She's the hottest thing in the country right now for country music or any music. Besides that, Heather, what do we need to know about this weekend?
Well, I've got the Nutmobile. I'm not talking about Roger Scott. I'm talking about the Planters Nutmobile will be in Little Rock today. So there's two opportunities if you want to go check this out. They'll be at the Little Rock Animal Village from 11 to 1, and they'll be at the SC Purse Museum from 2 to 3:30. And they're kind of just making their way across the country, six stops planned in Arkansas. So if you've never seen it, you've got to check this out. It's the Planters Nutmobile. It's so much fun. So we also have Reza Illusionist Live. He is going to be in the historic Malco Theater in Hot Springs, such an iconic historical place to visit. They only had one show at 7:30 that sold out so fast. They have added a 5 o'clock show, so that's why I'm going to bring it up for everybody. But he is the world's top touring illusionist. So you're going to have an evening packed with mind-blowing illusion, comedy, audience participation, suspense, and unforgettable moments. And this is for the whole family. And tickets are only $37 for this incredible event, so check that out. Of course, you've got where you're at, the pickleball bed.
Hold on. That movie theater, Malco, it is historic. It's where I saw my first R-rated movie.
Is that right?
That's where I went.
What was it?
I think it was Porky's.
What was it?
It was all by myself.
Oh, Porky's. By the way,
did you see his birthday this today?
Uh-uh.
It's the lady who makes all the noise up in the upper deck.
Are you serious?
She's 70 today.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Heather. What's your name? From Six in the City.
Six in the City. What's your name?
The crazy one.
Samantha. Well, Samantha.
What's your actress name?
Let me see. I'll find it here.
What's your name?
Give me the initials.
I thought it was
Kim Cattrall.
Kim
Cattrall turned 70. She was a wild sexual.
Can you hear me?
What was her name in Porky's? Was
Samantha,
she,
yes.
She was
the gym teacher.
What'd they call her?
She howled.
She smelled
anyway,
socks.
We digress. That was what
we anyway, was. Anyway, I just had to say that before you went on. I didn't want you to step over because that theater, I mean, there was only two theaters in Hot Springs growing up, and it was right there, Malco Theater.
Yeah.
And then Paramount was right down the street. I think maybe, just down across from the fountain. Plaza where we were with the Ducks, whatever that is, the transportation plaza. But anyway, Malco Theater, a lot of memories there as a kid, a lot of memories for folks in Hot Springs from that.
Heather, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. You were mentioning Frank Lawrence.
Yeah, so of course y'all are there. You know, I'm dear friends with Frank Lawrence. I'm an LREA with him or whatever. Y'all got to check that out. But that event has just grown tremendously. I mean, I think I've gone through it several years with y'all going back, but I'm ready for a Roger Scott David Basil pickleball. That's what we should do.
You know what?
I like it.
We've talked about it. I don't move around very well. It does give you a chance. You tennis, Roger, we have no chance.
No.
Now Heather would be really good at pickleball. But Heather, you are so tall.
Again, yeah.
Yeah, you would cover wingspan, so much wingspan. Ground. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Have you played a little bit?
Oh yeah, I love pickleball.
All right, there you go.
No, it's such a fun, and it is.
It gives people that may not be, you know, tennis players, gives them a chance to play a game that's much like tennis.
Well, you know what? And it's smaller courts, so you're closer. So you do
it's more
intimate. Relationship.
That's right. Yeah. Go ahead, Heather.
So you got Family Day on the Little Rock Nine Way. This is on Saturday. So it's Little Rock Central High School along the North Little Rock Nine Way from 10 to 2. So many events are be going on for children, families. It's going to be a student-led program, community resource booths and food trucks. They're also going to have events where they continue over to Museum of Discovery, MacArthur Museum, and Arkansas Military History, and the Old State Museum. So that's going to be an event you can kind of just move around on locations around Little Rock, fun times, for sure, free event. We have Maumelle Cars and Coffee at Jim's Razorback Pizza Saturday at 9 a.m. So if you want a free event and you're a car enthusiast, that's the place to be. Firehouse Museum of Arkansas is having another summertime series sirens event. So whether you're a kid or you aspire to be a fireman, you can climb aboard antique fire trucks, cool off with free lemonade. They're just going to have a lot of fun going on at the Firehouse Museum of Arkansas. We also have the Central Arkansas Train and Hobby Show plus Model Car Contest. So this is Saturday and Sunday. Conway Expo Event Center is 9 to 4 both days. So they are going to have huge, large-scale model railroad setups and running live slot cars, die-cast, model, classic models, toys, hobby crafts, everything. So if you want to check this out, plus, y'all, they have a huge Lego train display. So, again, this will be at the Conway Expo Center event. We have Plant Mania at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. And Roger, my friend Roger, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes, we can hear you. I need you to intro me before I can. I want you to intro this before I come into this because I have a friend that's a cat that works at the station. Are you there?
Meow. Meow.
There you go.
So there is a royal cat show extravaganza. Yes, you heard me say that right. Saturday and Sunday at the Maumelle Community Center. Shayla Kopish is part of the Crown Jewel Cat Club is putting this on, and she said she wanted everybody to feel a true celebration of felines for any kind of visitor. This is a two-day. They're going to have 30 pedigree cat breeds. So, David, are you a cat person?
I am not, but I love the guy. I love the guy at the office that talks like a cat. Are you a cat person, Evan?
Right. I love my Charlie Brown. I'm a dog person, but there are people that are coming in from all over the United States to this event. So I've been reading about it all, but it's going to be a big deal.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
just to hang out with cats because I've had
cats
both.
Don't care.
I've had both.
Cats
had both.
Don't care. They Listen. Don't give a rat's what you do. They do their own thing.
They do their own thing. They're great bringing you dead stuff and bringing them to your front door.
And then they turn on you,
but they can turn on you.
They turn on you.
Oh, their claws are quick.
I love watching those cats get mad. And then with their paw at dogs and dogs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs get scared.
I mean, you talk about cat like reflexes. They're fantastic.
I know.
But I mean, a cat person. I've had both. I'm a dog person. I prefer them because they're you know, you don't have to worry about it. Because you know what have you heard about dogs? Dogs, man's best friend. What do you hear about cats? They stand on your chest and suck your soul out while you sleep.
Wow.
That's exactly. That's what they're taking your breath.
That's a big cat gathering.
It's huge. It's, huge cat gathering.
I had both, and I was never a cat person growing up. We never had one, but they're actually pretty cool, and they.
You know what? You're a cat person. I see why you're a cat person.
I'm a cat person. I'm a dog person. I have both.
You're a cat person. It fits you. You're a cat person.
I do like their tongues. They got the little.
It's rough.
It's got the rough tongue.
They're like barbs.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the deal. We both know that.
Weirdo. Go ahead, Heather. I'm sorry.
Well, so we'll have all the rest of the events at AYMag.com, including all music events, all places to eat. I even have a senior list up for Roger Scott. He asked for senior discounts. We just put that up today, so you can check out all the places around Arkansas to get senior discounts for Roger Scott.
Nice.
But
thank you.
Yes, but definitely get your tickets for Ryan Silverfield. Monday is the first day of the Touchdown Club. I turned my list into Debbie. We're so excited to attend that. It's going to be definitely an incredible season, and you have an incredible lineup.
Thanks, Heather. There's only about 50 tickets left from this thing being a complete sellout. I know President Silveria, the head of the U of A system, is coming. I know a lot of the board of trustees. I'm sure there'll be some politicians there. Maybe the governor will be there.
Nice.
The great thing is that the first lady of Razorback football, Coach Silverfield's wife's going to be there. We've never had the wife of a head football coach be at the Touchdown Club. So, yeah, it'll be sold out. It'll be a great way to kick off the season, a great way to Central Arkansas to show that they want to support Silver Fit. Did you see yesterday, Roger, where Hogs Illustrated put out there, they have a Hogs Illustrated luncheon up there.
Right.
And it's Silverfield, Kevin Trainer, and Hunter Yurchek. Yeah. I got more texts from that. They go, what is this?
Yeah.
I said, it's a small gathering that Clay Henry does up there. It's nothing like we do down here. Yeah. But Hunter Yurchek was fine to do that
sure.
one.
Sure.
Which is fine. Good for him.
Yeah.
So
it's done. He's tough.
All right. AYMag.com for all the 10,000 events going all over the state. Heather, have fun in Texarkana. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, guys. Have fun. All right, bye-bye.
All right, see ya. Shout out to Brian Greer. Now, I play golf with his daddy.
Uh-huh.
Kelly is part of the golf group that plays with the Hendricks and Steve Brown and boxcar Wesley Bridges.
Right.
His son, and Kelly tells me he would destroy me in pickleball, says I would never score a point. I'm going to have to take him up on it. But here's the thing. After seeing these things go on here,
you don't
show up here if you haven't played.
Multiple
times.
These people are embarrassed.
In a year.
You'll get embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
But anyway, Brian.
Wow, look at that. Holy cow.
Brian Greer's going to be here, and he's with the Silver Springs in singles and Canis Park.
Okay.
In doubles.
Today. Okay.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure we got the group out. And you've got a group. This is going to be the first group up.
Is this over here? Is that what this
singles.
Is?
That's going to be singles, the men's singles that's going to be starting up.
So, Roger, I don't know. Christian, I don't know how good the quality of the camera. Wow, what a shot right there. We're right
dark.
In front of one of the. It is. I don't know
it's
if we can do much about that. But the question is, Roger.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you get it any higher?
No, unless I get some.
Frank, do we have something we could? Have something we could set this thing up to raise it like this? A box, maybe.
Yeah.
Frank Lawrence of the Little Rock Athletic Club. Roger. Before we go to break, a couple things. First of all. Yesterday, I was invited by Ford Overton, a local businessman who everybody loves Ford. He's a hoot, successful businessman, along with William Clark,
right.
Clark Construction. Dad was Bill Clark, and he's a great guy, too. They decided 3-4 years ago they wanted to start influencing and in providing help to young men that are 25 to, say, 35. To get, you know, to learn some things, to hear about some things, to be influenced by good people. So they start bringing in people every, maybe once or twice a year. And I was one of the ones they did yesterday. You know the people I was with, Mark Pryor, former U.S. Senator.
Yes.
Brad Eichler, who is now the COO of Stevens, Inc. And then Jason Arendt of the Arkansas State Police. Roger, you remember the
yes.
He was like Reacher?
Yes.
Yeah. And so anyway, I was one of four that did that. It was really Tanner Bizet. Is the young man who was, remember, he was in the Clergy Bowl this year. He was sort of the one organizing, helping get the young guys there. But what a treat that was to do it at the Country Club of Little Rock yesterday. I was the least of the four that was there. I said, you got Stevens represented, you got a U.S. Senator, you got one of the highest level of law enforcement, and you got me, who runs his mouth for a living. But I was very honored to be there for it. Ford, great idea. William, great idea.
They were lucky.
And then last night, Roger, you had a great crowd at Mainline Sports Bar in Oakland.
Thanks to everybody. Come on, we'll talk to Stevie Qualls later on today.
Yes.
He had to rush out of there last night to get ready for today's program about NASCAR. But, yes, Steve was there. His wife was there. Debbie Garner was there. Mike Garner was sick. I didn't get to see Doc. So, Doc, I'm sorry to hear about that. And, of course, Brett and Monica Chips were part of the Hey Siri group.
Who won?
We had a couple that won the $25 gift card from Family Market. We had that one. Dog pool handlers, Ashley and Kelly.
So you remember the team name, Dog
that's
Pool
That's
handlers.
Their name, yeah. Won the $100. They got first place. I think Susanna Steed and the part of that pickleball group, I think they won third place. And then a guy at the bar.
I like those one-off guys.
This is a new guy. This was the new guy. I hadn't seen him, and people were questioning it. And now, though, I'm even questioning it. How did he get second place? Because he was not there from the beginning of the game. So I'm looking at the film. I've got Mainline sending me a video. I'm going to check it out right now. But anyway, great crowd. We'll do it again next Thursday at 6:30. Comedy night this coming. coming Wednesday at Pop's Lounge.
Want to remind everybody, you remember I told you Jessica did her function with the Arkansas Community Foundation at Oakland. Mm-hmm. Oakland's a great place to have a business function, whether it's a two-day retreat, whatever. Wayne did such a good job. His staff took care of them.
Yeah.
So hats off to Oakland for their great work. Roger, right now, Jerry Weigel is taking care, is talking to all the early participants here. You see men and women. You see all ages. Again,
it's open.
Yeah, these are people, Roger, you don't want to show up on a court unless you're good, because these guys will whip you. These guys will skunk you. This is the elite of the elite. It's the best of the best pickleball championship. Cash is on the line. The most amazing trophies that you could ever see. I mean, it's a giant piece of wood that's carved. I want to thank Jody Carter for all his work and Discount Trophies for their work on these things. And even the players say, man, winning these trophies are so cool. Plus, in addition to the cash.
That 20-year-old, 40-year-old you talked about, I mean, he is sweaty. Look how sweaty he is.
Which one now?
The 20-year-old, 40-year-old.
Oh, yeah. he was working hard.
He was working hard. But he's going to play. So,
at 7:30, Roger.
Okay.
And then they go today, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can come out and watch with no charge.
Yeah.
Some of the courts will be filmed on will be streamed on Little Rock Athletic Club's Facebook page. Yeah. Roger, you up the size, the level of the camera.
We can go further because of telescope the if you want to, but they did a great job in doing that. But no, Baz, these guys, you're absolutely right, and these are elite. They are better than good.
Well, we're gonna visit with one of the competitors here. Let's take a break, Christian. Not only is one of the competitors, he runs this joint, Frank Lawrence of the Little Rock Athletic Club.
Frankie!
Odds are, according to Oakland, powered by FanDuel or vice versa, this is going to be the year for Frank Lawrence, and Greg and Lee Hatcher when they win a trophy finally after all these years.
I hope so.
They had to create a division for them to win the trophy.
That's great.
That's old Kelly Bass over there, too. I see Kelly over there. There's Kelly. You know Kelly. Right there?
Which one's Kelly?
He's with Hatcher Agency now. He's waiting. You know, he used to be a reporter for the Gazette.
Yeah,
years.
Where is he?
I tell you, Ella Langley tomorrow night is going to be
packed. She's here?
No, she's not here. All right, don't go away. It's 7:27 live from the Little Rock Athletic Club.
I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle. And he drank down my last swallow.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football practice once again yesterday. Afterwards, tight end spoke to the media. Transfer Ty Lockwood, who played at Alabama his first season and Boston College last season, talked about the tight end room.
Yeah, it's been great. I think we got a really good room. I enjoy the guys here, enjoy the staff here, guys in the team. I think Coach Lipfield did a great job at recruiting a lot of good guys who have a lot to prove. So just the competitiveness out there on the field and off the field, too, is just, I mean, I think it's been a great thing, and it's been really easy to fit in with this team, and you know, they've taken a lot of people in really well.
They're off from practice today. They'll have their second scrimmage on Saturday. We are 15 days away from the start of Arkansas football season. And in the NFL, there will be 3 preseason games tonight. The Jets and the Steelers will play at 6 on the NFL Network. The Panthers and Jaguars will face off at 6:30 on ESPN Unlimited. And the Broncos will take on the Packers at 8 on the NFL Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
The Labor Day sale at Lazy Boy of Little Rock. 40% off store-wide. 1000 South Shackelford. Long live the lazy.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Most of today is going to be dry, hot, and humid with highs making a run for 100, feeling like 105. But we could have a pop-up shower storm mainly during the heat of the afternoon today. We'll go with a 10% chance, but I have bumped it up to a 20% chance for scattered showers and storms this weekend, which means most of your weekend will be dry, but hopefully you get to pick up a little bit of rain. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
Hey, folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight. so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline Chargers, up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. BR McGinty.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Great music right there. 7:32 on this Friday, August 21st. Going to be another 100-degree day today. I was watching Channel 7 last night, and they put a graphic. Barry Brandt put a graphic up there I wanted to share. So the all-time record of days above 100, 100-degree plus days was 2012, 29. Number two is year 2026. Year 2010, 21. Roger, a few years ago, 2022, had 18, 2011, 18. Right now we're on 17, and he said we probably got another five or whatever. So it'll probably going to be the top three or four of all time. Of course, that 1980, I'm surprised that one is not on here. I could have sworn that would have been on here.
I would have thought so, too.
Yeah. We are here at the Little Rock Athletic Club for the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship. It is a battle for the paddle.
Ooh.
How about that?
Did you just make that up?
Frank, I stole it from you guys. You guys had that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The battle for the paddle.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, and I love that. And, of course, you are playing for the most amazing trophy.
You are.
Built in all of pickleball.
Yeah.
And those are really popular with the players. And thanks for having us back, man.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, this is something that, you know, I remember you and I and Greg Hatcher talked about. So what do we think? Can we make something really special? There are a lot of pickleball tournaments.
Yeah.
We respect that. And there's a lot of different ways you can compete. Just had 600 seniors in Cabot.
Yeah.
I know there was one in Hot Springs playing as 1,000 people.
That's right.
But this is a different level. There are no numbers here, like 3.0, 4. It's just bottom line, you have a...
The best of the best.
Of each age or division.
That's
and
right.
That was what, for those who don't know, without giving every one of them, what are some like breakdowns of the divisions?
Yeah, so I mean, the open division, so anybody and everybody could play in that. But then there's the 40 plus. I think it's, we may have gone 55 plus just to try to catch Greg and I.
Men and women? Men and
women and mixed.
Singles, mixed.
Yeah.
You got mixed couples. You got the same sex mixed.
Yep. And so doubles.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And the great thing about this, we were talking with Jerry Weigel earlier. You've got 40 different clubs around the state who have submitted their best. And that's why you got to go back to your club. I told Tom Murray, go back to where you play and say, I want to represent.
That's right.
And even though, again, he may be a 3.0 or 4.0, whatever,
if the club says you're the best, we want to send you on our behalf. That's
exactly
what happens, right?
Yeah, exactly. Come and represent your club, your organization, your community park, whatever that may be. Come be a part of it.
And we've grown from one day, Roger, 4 years ago, it was just one day on Friday, and you were over at your other place. You built this, you know, multi-million dollar facility, and now it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's
why did you decide to do that?
Well, just because with that many more people playing, it also gives the people the ability to play singles, doubles, and mixed and play all those divisions without being a marathon day as a player.
Because it is. It's a lot. You know, if you're in multiple divisions, you're really taxed. And, Roger, I love the sound. You know, it's not like tennis. You can see here tennis balls being hit, but this is a stark, you know.
There's no grunting.
There's no. Roger.
Oh, there is, Roger. Yeah,
is
there? Yeah, there
I don't
is.
Hear it.
It's not quite like tennis,
gotcha.
But yes.
So the camera we have on right now, you know who these people are. So if you go to the Buzz Cam, you said that is the tennis pro.
Yes, Scott is tennis pro at Pleasant Valley.
So you know that dude's a bad dude.
He's a and they're playing singles, which the singles game in pickleball really is very akin to tennis. And
it's not like the doubles. The doubles is action everywhere because you're stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, tennis is or the singles is a really quick. It's usually 2-3 shots, much like singles in tennis, and it really plays very similar to tennis.
But the most fun, and that's what Roger's doing with his wife, are the doubles.
That's right.
Because, as Roger, you said, there's a social aspect because you're four people in a small little court.
Yeah.
It's fast action, and it's intense.
Yeah. Samantha got mad at you now, Roger?
No, she hadn't got mad at me. She hadn't got mad at me.
He's got mad at her.
Not yet. I hadn't got
Come
mad
on, Samantha.
I hadn't got mad at her. No, listen, she's doing so great. I mean, she really is. I'm so impressed with what she's doing because she loves it, and we love it. And the part about the social part of it, you really, because, you know, we're not playing for money or anything like that. So the only things on the line is the rubber game of the match, which is the championship
That's
of the
right.
world.
Exactly.
But you root for the other team as well. After you see a good shot, you go, wow. That's a hell of a spin, or that was fantastic the way you dropped that one. At least that's the way we are right now, but we love it. We love playing over there.
You made a calculated decision that this sport was big enough to build a multi-million-dollar facility next door to your other, and so you guys obviously saw it coming and saw it was worthwhile to do this.
Yeah, this was years in the making, but really glad we made the investment, and it's proven out to be, a good investment, but mostly it builds a great community. And we're happy to be a part of the story of pickleball in Arkansas. And what we're doing here today and over the weekend is a big part of that.
Do
so
the
it's
tennis,
exciting.
Do the tennis players, is there any resentment? They see the momentum going towards pickleball, right?
Yeah, it's less than it was. And the good news is both tennis and pickleball are growing. Both tennis and pickleball are thriving as an industry. And so that's good, but a lot of tennis players have converted over. I'm a tennis guy, and I love tennis,
right?
and want to be a part of it. But pickleball's really grown.
A club player, a pro, and this guy is a player that you mentioned. Obviously, there's an advantage going in when you've got a tennis player that's coming to play this game, but a regular cat could come here and play this game and thrive in it, maybe even faster than playing tennis?
Maybe. I mean, tennis definitely, the skill of tennis carries over to
similar
pickleball. It's very similar. The geometry, it all fits just like it does in tennis. So if you've had a history in racket sports, whether it's ping pong, whether it's tennis, whether it's racquetball, those types of things, the racket sports definitely translates to pickleball, but you don't have to have it.
So that's a good question. How many winners do you think, if you had a percentage of 100%, that will win in all the categories have a tennis background? Would it be a 50%?
Yeah, I'd say it'd be at least 50%.
But the other point is,
they don't necessarily own the championships.
Yeah.
Because you've got a pickleballer out here who's playing hard and knows that game, and he's not relying on any of his tennis skills.
Yeah.
He's playing pickleball, which is a different game.
Yeah, and if you look at kind of pickleball is a global sport, the number one male came from a ping pong background.
Okay.
And the number one female, she's 19 now. She really came straight from a pickleball background.
Okay.
She didn't have
that's
tennis
what she picked
or anything
up on
there. And so, and they're the best in the world. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And this facility is fantastic because you can watch multiple games just by doing a 360, a slow 360, and you could see a game in every corner of this in this room, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so everything has gotten underway at 7:30, and it will go until Sunday. You first start presenting the trophies and the checks for cash because you've got cash prizes too.
That's right.
Yeah,
the winners of these singles divisions they will take home a cash check.
Cash and the big trophy.
The battle for the paddle.
Does
the athletic club have? I know that group from Northwest Arkansas the first year came in and took all the trophies.
Johan's supposed to be here. I haven't seen him yet today, but he's supposed to be here.
Does the athletic club have a place where you've hung any of your trophies?
Yeah, we won the
overall.
We won the overall last year.
And you got one big trophy for that.
That's right.
Let's hit some messages here real quick, Roger. Mm-hmm. Let's see here because some of them have involved Frank. Sorry, kids. David and Roger have informed you.
No, we did not.
Tooth Fairy isn't real. So tomorrow's National Tooth Fairy Day, and we were asking, what is the going rate? For your kids, Frank, what were you?
I mean, it's been a while, right? So I don't know, but I got out of the car after you asked that question. I would have thought $20 was probably the going rate.
Ooh, per tooth? Ooh, wow.
Is that too high?
Wow.
Well, not if you've got that kind of money.
Wow. I want to grow up with Frank.
I mean, I used to get the dollar when I was a kid. I think I maybe gave our kids
$5.
Come
on, I think $5.
Wow, you really raised the holy cow.
Damn, son, you know what? I mean, you know what? There's some kids that are waking up right now with a car.
Yeah,
look what the tooth fairy left me. This much more.
We're gonna pull three or four tooth teeth today.
Yeah, I'll get rid of some.
Jake says Forrest Gump would have dominated pickleball.
You dang right he would.
Yes, someone says here, shout out to Hudson Hall. I'm not there today, but I believe a Little Rock native that got caught up for the under-19 pickleball World Cup in Asia. We had him on this morning.
Oh, what a shot! What a shot!
We had him on this morning at in the 6:30 hour. He's 15 years old, 6'5". He's number 3 ranked in America.
That's great.
Probably top 10 in the world. He's going to Vietnam in a couple weeks, and he's outstanding.
People liken him to I've heard the term a young Evans Deets. I don't know.
Nah,
is that a compliment?
Hey, I thought this was good for the 501. Hey, so funny. I played pickleball for over 35 years ago, getting my master's at UCA. They introduced it to students back then just in badminton platforms. So that's
what I did. Court's the exact same size.
Okay.
Badminton and pickleball.
It was only when we came here that we found out that pickleball had been around since the 80s.
That's right.
1965.
See, that's crazy. Crazy. Had no idea.
Yeah. So I love this. Somebody says, guys, shut up. We're still on the way to school with kids. Let me tell you why. If that's the case, that's what you do. Kids, those voices are from Satan. They're from the devil. I don't know who that is. They were never listened to them again. We're sorry.
We love the fact that we're not saying anything. We're telling you right now. I want you talk to the tooth fairy. You tell the tooth fairy this is what you've got to put under that fella.
For the 501, so 1980 had 47 days over 100. That's what I thought. Here's Melinda. Melinda said 1980, Melinda Mayo. 1980 was two stretches of 100-plus days. We had about 15 in a row in July and a second stretch of 10 days in August. So the break in between keeps it off the list of top five. Yeah, that was a brutal day, a brutal month, a brutal year for Heat. Here's another one. It says 47 days above 100 degrees in Little Rock. I don't know why it's not on the list then. Unless Barry's trying to do that, they're consecutive. I don't know. 661-1037. Someone said people with limited limited mobility, like back problems and such, play pickleball? Like a slow motion game. What do you say about that? There's been some. Frank Lawrence is with us with Little Rock Athletic Club. Some people say, you know, there are a lot of injuries happening in pickleball too.
Well, anytime you have 30 million people that kind of all of a sudden enter into a sport, yes, there are going to be lots of injuries. And there are, but there are lots of injuries in any sport. So I think it's just a matter of you need to be careful as you're entering into the sport.
I agree. You're right. It makes sense. A lot of them are ankle, calf type injuries. Yeah. Do you want to say you can't do these kind of events, Frank, without people like Greg Hatcher
For
the
sure.
Hatcher Agency and the Hatcher Capital Investments. You know, once he believes in something, he gets in and supports it, you know, not only with his time, he's playing, but also with his money. And so he does so much in the community. He's obviously a dear friend of all of ours. And so, and he's plays. What did he play a couple of years ago with, like, with a broken ankle?
No,
whatever.
No.
Plantar fasciitis?
Yes.
He was bleeding. Yeah, it was a tendon. Who was the
football,
the baseball
foot.
Player that went out bleeding on his ankle?
Oh, yeah, the guy with the blood, the Red Sox.
Sure, he was.
That's right, yeah.
He had blood on his socks.
My most favorite part of this is watching the couples play, the married couples.
Yes.
And Greg and Lee. Lee's very intense. Somebody said now, according to Jerry, that he thinks that Lee has a chance to win one of the big trophies.
Yeah, she definitely does. I think she's playing singles in her age group and definitely has a shot.
Okay.
Somebody wants to know, can people with limited mobility and like back problems play pickleball? And I said, yes, in the limited mobility back problems division.
we have a special league on Thursday. It's called the Handicap League.
And oh, do you really?
Yeah, okay. We actually do, yeah.
Okay, so, I love that.
There you go.
Yeah. I love that. Well, you can see.
And it's really handy capable, but yeah. But
sure.
Now, so does it cost anything for somebody to come out here and watch?
Please come view and come see what it's all about and be a part of it.
You can stand right beside. I'm looking now. There's people. If you can look at our cameras, people are right there in the back of the courts. I mean, you're right there by them. And then, this is an intense match right here. Now,
this is a tennis pro. This cat right here. He's no slouch.
But here's the deal. There's not a scoreboard, so you just have to pay attention to them. Do they shout out the scores?
They do shout out the scores. You kind of have to kind of get into it, but you can hear them shout out the scores and
that's
keep
the
up with
part.
It there.
And then four or five of the course will be streamed live once the championship rounds begin.
Yeah,
will be streamed.
That's right.
And did we say it was 2 out of 3, or what's the deal? How many?
Is it single elimination, right?
No, it's I believe it's now. Jerry knows the answer for sure, but I believe it's double elimination. So you can come back out of the loser side and still have a chance, but I think it's double elimination now.
And then when you start broadcasting, it's just on courts 5 through 8?
That's right.
Okay.
A couple things before we let you go. We're going to hit the break. We are about 50 people away, 50 tickets away from Coach Silverfield selling out the first Touchdown Club meeting next Monday. So let's go to LR.
Kurt Schilling, thank you.
Kurt Schilling, yes. Let's get those last few tickets sold and have a complete sellout. It'd be a blast to do that. Everything gets underway 11:30 on Monday. Also, Steve Brooks says, I want to let Roger, Christian, Justin Moore, and Baz know how important Morning Mayhem has been during my recovery from quadruple bypass surgery. For the past 4 weeks, I've been a true 609er and watched for 4 hours on YouTube.
There you go.
You guys have helped me through a rough recovery. I've been released to go back to work Monday.
Okay.
Thanks for what you do, even though I've moved on to Oklahoma. You know where my heart is. That's great, Steve. Thanks for the kind words. Glad you're doing
absolutely better.
Frank, congratulations on another great event.
You bet. Thank you, Baz, and thanks to Greg and everybody at Hatcher. But thank you guys for all you do to promote this and promote the sport of pickleball.
And good luck to you personally. What do you give your odds? What are the Oakland odds for
Again,
you?
Again, I'm actually, today's day 100 from my, I had a rotator cuff shoulder surgery.
Okay, so you throw that out, you put that out there.
I'm technically not playing in this year. I'm going to take a pass.
Okay,
this year.
All right, just making sure. Yeah. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 7:48 live from the Little Rock Athletic Club.
Through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous, it's also a moving traffic violation. Speeding's another big one. Those reduced speed signs aren't there for decoration. They're put there to protect lives. And if the workers are present, those fines are doubled. Bottom line, there's zero tolerance for reckless or distracted driving in work zones. Law enforcement's out there, and they will pull you over. Keep in mind, most work zones are only a few miles long. Slowing down and staying focused for that stretch, it's really not asking much. Because at the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or working on the road, we're all just trying to make it home. slow down. Phone down. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. We got the big deals
at the big Summer is quickly coming to an end, but you've still got some time to take advantage of some truly amazing deals here at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram.
That's right, Terry. We've got 0% financing and no payments for 90 days on a huge selection of 1,500 trucks. And you can get up to $22,000 off of crew cab four-wheel drives.
So come see us and make this the summer at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton, or online at ChrisCraneCars.com.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agents Alex Blake, Jason Daly, or Jamie Marsh in Little Rock today.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet. I'm going to take an ATV rider course.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
It's Coach Roy Lee Peterball. Rooster Food High School, everybody there loves to listen to the Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
I feel like we play a vital role in the offense. You know, we have to be really reliable, and I mean, we have to put our hand down in the run game, you know, and they expect us to get the job done. It don't matter who we're facing, if he's 300 pounds or whatever. I mean, we're expected to get the job done, and then they run us out on routes or whatever, and we're going to catch the ball. You know, we have to be reliable, and we play a big role in his offense, I believe.
Dun, dun, ba, 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 ba. All right, 7:53 here at the Little Rock Athletic Club.
Bo from Searcy just stopped by. Hey, Bo from Searcy.
Christian, one of the things I love, because Roger's been playing now, Roger has a greater appreciation for the game of pickleball. And
I am a fawn.
He's got all the jargon and stuff.
He watches now, can really say, wow, that's an amazing shot.
I'm pretty quick, and I'm pretty agile, and can move pretty quick on the pickleball court. But these folks would blow me away. I would cry. I would sit down and cry
After the first couple of hits, because they're that good.
It's underway. The Best of the Best Pick'em'All Championship is underway. Hey, Roger, and I want to introduce somebody real quick. We had her on last year. Give me your name again.
Lindsay Van Dyke.
Lindsay Van Dyke. You and your husband own a facility, a pickleball facility, tennis and pickleball?
Tennis and pickleball. We've got a fitness facility as well.
In Fort Smith.
Multi-sport facility in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
You guys came in and did well last year, right?
We won the married division, and Dion got third in singles.
And so you're coming back to defend your title, and is there another, any division, other divisions that you're in?
I'm not playing any other than married open.
Listen, when you've won the married division, how good is your marriage? I mean, how good are things? Wow.
Yeah.
So now you have tennis backgrounds,
tennis,
right?
Background,
tell
yes.
us real quick about your tennis
We both played college tennis at University of Arkansas, Fort Smith.
Okay.
That's how we met. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And how good were you in college?
I was pretty good. I have the highest winning record at my university. So I'll brag a little bit about that.
Did y'all go to high school in Fort Smith?
We didn't. He's actually from South Africa.
Okay, what's his name?
Vion Van Dyke.
Vion. How do you say South African? What's the accent, Roger?
I don't know. I think just...
I'm not the
okay.
one.
Okay, Vion.
Where is he?
He's right here in the orange shirt over there.
He is right there.
Just got done playing a singles match.
So, I was just going to ask, too, you know, you've seen a lot of tournaments. Are you impressed the way this thing has sort of grown over the last few years and where it is now?
Absolutely. We played last year. It was our first year here, and we were just amazed by the structure of everything, what they provide for the players.
Good. I've heard that. They do a good job of providing perks and positive things for the experience. And you got one of the big trophies that
we
designed.
Yes, we did.
Remember, if you've got it on your wall, if you're short on charcuterie boards, take it off. Take off the little Arkansas map.
That's right.
Do you get any comments when that's on the wall? Like, what in the world is that?
A lot of people are asking us. We've got it posted at the hangout.
Sure.
One is at our house, too. But everybody's like, what's that? And we tell them all about it, and they just congratulate us.
It's an awesome trophy.
It really is.
And you got $1,000 cash last year.
We were shocked. We didn't know about that, so that was awesome.
Well, welcome back. Just wanted to say hello. You guys are getting ready to play. Your husband's getting ready to play in singles, right?
Yes. He just got done with his first match. He's about to go on for a second,
He wants the number one. He wants to win.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
He's very competitive.
That's tough. I mean, that's elite play.
Yeah.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Great day. Thank you. Good luck, and I hope things are great. Continued success in Fort Smith.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love it when you have folks who've come in and experienced this, and then they have a knowledge of the sport, too.
Oh, yeah.
Roger, this guy over here, if you go to your cameras, Christian, I don't know if you can tell, but the guy in the blue shirt right now, his shirt is soaked. I mean, it is just soaked. He's playing the pro, the tennis pro over at PV? I think it was PV. This dude's not even sweating.
Yes,
he's not even sweating.
He is. You see his neck. His neck is glistening. He's got great shots, but his opponent over here, who is not the pro, I would cry in my own puddle of fluid.
But you know what, though, Roger? I don't like this. Frank was right. It's more like tennis. I don't really like the singles. I like the doubles. Because you're not hitting long shots.
I follow you.
It's like a tennis shot.
I follow you.
They all stay back.
But a beautiful shot, still a beautiful shot.
Well, I agree.
And to watch those balls just dip right over that net is so cool.
Aren't you playing in the kitchen a lot if you're playing doubles? You're right in the kitchen.
You know what? One of the things that they keep telling me at when Samantha and I go at the river, whatever it's called. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that when you're serving? When you're not serving, when your team is receiving, one person needs to be back and the other one needs to be up on the kitchen, which is hard for me to get into my head that you've got to back up because these elite players, they will spot your weakness. They'll look at you.
Just like in ping pong. I love it. Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back here shortly. It's the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship. You can watch the action right there on the Buzz as we've got our cameras here. They're here today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So come on out and watch it. It's free to watch, and I think you'll be inspired if you're playing. You're still learning the game. All right, don't go away. 8:00.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community.